Warning, this program is a work of fiction and does not represent the thoughts or views of Christopher Walken. The show contains adult language, situations, and overly descriptive content. In other words, don't listen to the show.
And now, it's time for Walken's Week.
One man's quest to discover everything there is to know in the world. This is Walken's Week.
Welcome to Walken's Week, everybody. Christopher Walken's here with us, as he is every week.
Sure am.
All right. Nigel. Anything you want to go over real quick before we jump into this?
Well, I went to Dildo Island.
How was it?
It's just a normal place. No dildos anywhere.
Why is it called Dildo Island?
Fuck if I know. They said something about, like, it used to be a part off of a boat or something. Like, that's what dildos actually are. Okay. And they're trying to take it back. You know, like, the black people are taking the N-word back.
Oh, they're trying to reclaim the word.
They're trying
dildo.
To reclaim the D-word.
Okay.
And I don't mean the other D-word. Dildo. Dildo. It's dildo.
Okay. Well, I guess that makes sense then.
Yeah, they're trying to take it. I mean, I asked.
Right.
Believe me, I asked. I got off the plane and I was like, I looked at the pilot and I was like, hey, where are the dildos? And then after I got out of the thing, you know, the prison that they have on the airport, as soon as I got out of that, I learned not to ask anyone in the airport about the dildos. But, you know, as soon as I got out of the airport, I looked at the first old woman I could find. I was like, hey, where are the dildos? She spoke some weird language. I think it was gibberish. Like child gibberish.
Right.
Sounded like, you know, they have them people in Boston talk?
Yeah.
I could never understand a fucking word them idiots say.
Me neither.
But, you know, I've been to enough Yankee games and Red Sox games. I start to put together some words here and there from the way they speak. And boat part. No dildos. Apparently, people are totally opposed to dildos over there. The lesbians, they don't...
That's disappointing.
They don't use them. They're more into the old spittin' twirl or whatever they do. I don't watch them movies.
I don't either. Anyway, well, okay. Why don't you go ahead and tell us what was Walken's Week?
This week, I discovered that if you slip your slave $40, they'll do anything.
You have a slave?
Yeah.
How many slaves do you have?
I have, I think I'm up to 5 now.
Where do you get slaves?
You buy them.
From where? Slavery
the
was...
The phone book.
Which section in the phone book?
The yellow pages.
Well, you can't.
You called you.
Slavery was abolished. That's what they.
Yeah, I have 5 of them. It apparently wasn't abolished. One is named Manuel. The other one is, I don't know what her name is. Fuente or some bullshit. Then there's another one. He's got a little mustache. Pedro. It's Pedro. I'm pretty sure there's another Manuel, and then I just hired a white one to do my yard, to mow the lawn, you know.
So you're talking about just, like, servants, or, like...
Yeah, slaves.
It's not the same thing. You own slaves. Servants, you just pay them wages.
There's a difference.
Yeah. The servants can go home. The slaves, like...
Well, the slave, I mean, he goes to his little shack or whatever, little cabin.
But they can't leave. And
then they come back.
They're owned by you.
Well, these people are owned by me until I say don't come around anymore.
This is different because they can leave anytime they want.
No.
Anyway.
They got to finish the chores first. Or, you know.
No, I don't know.
You get the baseball bat out. Make sure that they do their chores before they leave. I mean, they're fine. But, you know, if they have a broken arm or whatever. But Pedro over there, he never leaves. He's always there. He sleeps in the guest room.
Okay, well, anyway.
Pedro never leaves, you know. Sometimes I kind of wish he would leave. You know, he's yabbering on with his gibberish. It's a different kind of gibberish than Boston people.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like, hey, could you get me a taco? He says stuff like that, like taco.
Right.
And burrito. And Machu Picchu.
So you apparently have some Hispanic servants that come to your house and help you out. And you said you slip them some money and they'll do anything.
Yeah, what did $40.
What did you?
Anything.
What did you
I paid one to eat some garbage, and he ate it. I said, hey, Pedro, get over here. And he was like, hey, Machu Picchu. And I was like, here, eat this core of an apple that's been sitting there for a month. And he's like, no, no, Miss Brocken. No, no. He yabbers on in some, like, he sounds like a cockatoo when he's talking to me. Anyways, they say, hey, here's $40, eat it. Motherfucker ate it.
I don't think you should be... Did you...
He ate a fucking core of an apple.
Did you do anything else with any of them?
I had one. I'm not really proud of it, but I went to the Albertsons. Albert?
Yeah.
You know? Albertsons. They own that joint. My friend Albert. Uh-huh. I told you about him before, I think.
I don't...
So I go over to Albertsons, and I bought every single bag of gummy worms they had.
Right.
$40, Manuel ate every single one of them.
Well,
every worm. He ate bags of worms.
They're candy.
Yeah.
But have you ever had a gummy worm?
No, it's a fucking worm.
They're good. It's candy. It's not a real
That's
worm.
Disgusting.
It's
disgusting. Are you telling me you eat it for fun?
Yeah.
You eat worms.
I love
for
those
fun.
Things. No, gummy worms. Regular worms are animals. You shouldn't eat those because they...
They're antelopes?
No, they're animals.
Cantaloupe.
No, animals.
Antelope.
But gummy worms are candy. They're not real worms. So you just basically You just basically paid him $40 to eat candy. Like, if you give him a bunch of Skittles and said, eat these for $40.
Well, after that, I made him eat a bag of dog shit.
I don't. As well. I don't really think you should be doing that with the people.
What, feeding them dog shit?
Yeah, any of that?
He fucking $40. $40 is nothing.
How much do you pay them to do their regular work?
I don't know. $40. I didn't actually give them any more money. I give them $40 a day to come over. They do what I say. Eat this core of an apple. Eat some worms. Eat this bag of dog shit.
Hmm. Okay. I really don't think you should be treating them like that.
Treating them like what? They volunteered for slavery. If they don't want to do it, they should say something to me, you know, like, I don't want to do this, Miss Walken.
Well, maybe they are, and you just can't... You
know, I don't understand their fucking gibberish, whatever they're saying.
All right, well, that was Walken's Week, everybody.